John Batzer with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Brazil, the new president, he was an old president, Lula da Silva. Dateline, Brasilia. Investors sold Brazil's real currency after leftist president Luiz Lula da Silva unveiled an industrial development plan for the next 10 years aimed at boosting sluggish growth with state credits and subsidies. Professor, the reason I looked upon this headline with narrowing eyes, the next 10 years, this looks like command economy, five-year plans. Is it? Is this Lula da Silva back to the future with all decisions are made by the executive?
Well, there's a number of things going on here, John, and certainly it has to do with the style of Lula and his Workers' Party government. First of all, of course, Brazil's growth is way down from what was expected. The new calculations came in predicting about 1.6% growth. It was about 3% last year. They'd hoped for more. And so there's a broad pressure for jobs and stimulus. But also, it's interesting to recall that a long-running theme in Brazil has been the use of industrialization for development. If you go back to the 1970s and 1980s, something was called import substitution industrialization in Brazil. It was this idea that there's something bad about being connected to the international machine of exporting commodities. And you really need to build the value added and build the factories and things yourself for the people. And so this thing that Lula's called a reindustrialization plan. Part of the irony is that one of the reasons that Brazil has found itself moving away from the industries that it once built has been because its engagement with the People's Republic of China led Brazil to emphasize its commodity exports like the bad old days. It's soy exports, it's iron exports, it's oil exports rather than its industry, which actually have competed against China. But also it reflects Lula really kind of going back to those roots in Brazilian politics, saying, okay, well, if we have an economic difficulty, the solution is we need more heavy industry, not unlike leaders like AMLO in Mexico as well. Now, the question is whether with the current economic situation, Brazil has the money for the stimulus program and whether it will actually be effective in the current world context in which Brazil industry must compete and can't just be protected from the rest of the world. And so there's talk with that Brazil's Development Bank is going to put in about $50 billion for development. Some other state and local organizations are going to put in a little bit more. At the end of the day, Brazil's also looking at a deficit just this year of between $11 and $20 billion, which is way beyond what they had hoped for and promised. And so there's some concerns that essentially Lula is a lot less fiscally responsible than the old Lula of his 2003 to 2010 presidency, and kind of in opening up the fiscal spigots and becoming a kind of industrialization populist, going back to those roots, this may have some positive effect, but it may or may not work, and Brazil may or may not have the money to do it effectively in the current interdependent global economy.
We have about a minute. Is this state capitalism in action? We talked about it last week.
This is Brazil's attempt at state capitalism to, again, focus on industry and in stimulating major projects built around, in the Brazilian case, around the oil sector and the other sector. This is an attempt to have state-led growth, which is, but as China found out, not every attempt at state-led growth will be equally successful. It depends on how it's implemented and the neighborhood in which you try to implement it.
There's big news about China in the Americas. We're going to turn to that next. China's economy is in trouble. In Latin America, in the Americas, China's changing its focus. This is this New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.